All right, it's 8:43 on the ticket. Thursday morning with the Musers. The NFL draft starts tonight here on the ticket. And joining us now on the ticket hotline is our longtime buddy, NFL draft expert. He was doing this before even Mel Kiper Jr. was doing this, and for 30 years has been giving us his exclusive Ribby Paltz mock draft here on our show. We say good morning to Ribby Paltz. How are you?
I'm doing good, then, little man. Good to talk to you. Yeah, and I got a pretty big little announcement to start off here.
Okay.
This is my last Ribby mock draft.
No.
Yep, I am retiring to take David Moore's place at the morning news. And I'm going to run for Pope. Those two things.
Wow, that's okay. A lot.
Yeah, I'll be the first Pope to serve as a Cowboys beat reporter for the morning news.
Wow.
But for my potentially final and last ticket-exclusive NFL mock draft, I am doing something different this time. I'm using technology in a way that has been unthought of before it was come up with.
Okay.
And I am now using a proprietary blend of AI and machine learning to come up with my draft prediction. So this is cutting edge stuff. It uses computer and electric to come up with the most accuracy. So in testing that was done by science, gentlemen, they found that my proprietary fusion of AI and instinct has increased accuracy to within 1% of a quintuple percentile.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, and that's measured on an atomic level with nanoparticle individuation, so that's a good. Let's do it!
Okay. Let's do it.
All right, so here's the Ribby Paltz NFL Mock Draft 2025 in all its murderous glory. At the number one selection choose make, I am not only projecting, but also predicting with 99.37% certainty that the Tennessee Titans will take none other than the one and the only man, without no introduction further ado, the incomparable and non-paralleled sportsman football, none other than Quanshon Judkins.
Oh, my God.
The RB from Ohio State. He is a great deep threat running back. Jeez. That has got good elbow to handoff ratio, and he's a presence in the middle, but most importantly, for this draft, he's the number one overall pick for the Tennessee Titans.
Everybody in the world has Cam Ward going to Tennessee.
And he hasn't read the Constitution. At the number two selection, make gentlemen, for football drafting,
okay,
the Browns from Cleveland, the team that so many Cleveland Browns fans cheer for. They want to address a need, a most sacred need, for getting more football players to fill out their roster. So in that effort, and to that end, the Cleveland Browns take Cam Ward, the QB from Miami, USA.
Okay.
All right.
They would definitely take him if he slipped to two.
Yes. But the Browns don't want him for QB because they feel he's more of a natural pass rusher.
It's ridiculous.
They think his years playing quarterback have given him a good feel for how, you know, quarterbacks move in the pocket after dropping back the pass and stuff. So that gives him an advantage over other pass rushers. So they take the newly minted pass rusher, Cam Ward, and they call it a day. They leave the draft facility holding up that number one sign.
Okay.
At the number three selection, make have pick choose choice.
Okay, here we go. Giants.
The Giants from a New York. They feel good enough about their team that they don't want anything else because they know, as the Buddha says, desire for something else makes only for more suffering. So the Giants pass and they are out of it.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Out of it.
The number four.
Yeah.
Choice make, the patriotic football player man from New England, they get in the spirit of the draft by setting up the massage table and learning the Asian word for hand relief so they can get the football equivalent of a crafty.
Bingo.
In the form of a one and only wide receiver man from Ohio State. You know who I'm talking about. Emeka Egbuka.
Yes.
It's a little high for him, but okay.
They feel like his knee catch ability combined with his pupil to neck ratio will make him a good third down deep threat.
Okay.
So they take him so that they can join the parade of fans that love the one and only E-M-E-K Egg Bouquet.
Join the parade.
At the number 5 choice selection make, choose have system number, system indicator, draft order, the Jaguar, hailing from Jacksonville, Louisiana, Florida. They take a look at that team, and they decide they don't have time to think about who they need to take, so they haul off and do the one and only thing and decide that people can do it, and they pass.
Ribby,
another pass.
Teams don't pass.
At number 6 position choice, gentlemen, are you listening to me?
Yes.
The Raider from Las Vegas, they take E-M-E-K Egg Buka.
He's off the board.
W-R from Ohio State, so this leaves Jacksonville in the lurch, and they are out of it.
You can't take a player another team has already drafted.
Big doings in the draft. At the number 7, 8, and 9 system choices, the Jet, Panther, and Saint all trade with each other to take Cam Newton, pass rusher from the Tennessee Titans.
Cam Ward?
Yeah, what'd I say?
Cam Newton. He was drafted a long time ago.
Oh, he was?
You got your Cams confused.
Oh, well, I'll mark him off my list there. Cam Newton, gone. Wow. At number 10, the Chicago Bears take Shadur Sanders.
Okay.
The quarterman from Colorado.
Now, they took a quarterback last year.
They wouldn't do that.
They love taking quarterbacks. They got a pattern emerging. They take quarterbacks every year.
Okay.
And Chicago also takes Shiloh Sanders, DB from Colorado.
Okay.
The same pick?
And they take T.J. Sanders, the DT from South Carolina. So all three of Deion's kids go to the Saints. Okay. And those other ones.
That's ridiculous.
Because of the Pope die.
Huh.
And I'm sure you want to know about your Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
Yeah, what happens?
At the number 12 pick, gentlemen, the Cowboys, they take O.L. Ariante Esiri from Minnesota. But then, this is the thing. At the request of a crying Gene Jones, they then trade Ariante Esiri to the Lakers for Luka Doncic, so he is back in the Dallas FP.
Yeah, bringing him back.
All right.
He is back. He is back, baby, so look for Luka to start at maybe guard or defensive tackle.
Okay, he's big.
That's where they're looking at him. And okay. Then the rest of the draft is called off due to a bomb threat.
Oh, my gosh.
That's ridiculous.
And that's what AI and the fusionary blend of intellectual technology has predicted will happen in this draft, gentlemen.
Okay. Well, thanks, I guess.
Well, thank you, Giorgio. You know, this whole draft reminds me of that old sports song that was sung so many years ago.
Oh, what was that?
Which one?
Oh, you want me to sing it for you?
Sure.
It goes like this. Stuck on you, get the feeling down deep in my soul that it just can't lose. Run my way. I'm glad you stayed.
You love that song.
So creepy.
How is that a sports song?
I don't know, gentlemen.
All right, see you, Ribby. There goes Ribby.